Just 3 days before the midterms, I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Candidates are out in full force hoping to win undecided voters. Pennsylvania, a key focus with former President Obama campaigning for Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman. Fox's Rich Edson was in Pittsburgh when the former president spoke.
About what he's saying is the erosion of civility in our politics. It seems to be getting a little more political on the race issues here and talking about an issue that there has been criticism among a number of even Democrats saying that Democrats haven't gone on the offensive on inflation, on the economy, issues that there's been criticism that they've been spending the summer avoiding, talking too much about issues like abortion.
Mr. Obama and President Biden will both participate in a rally in Philadelphia this afternoon. Former President Trump also has a Pennsylvania rally tonight in support of Republican Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is challenging John Fetterman. In Ohio, Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Tim Ryan in Columbus today saying it's time for people with non-extreme views to help the country post-pandemic.
We are giving Ohioans a very, very clear choice in this election. Could not be clearer, right? We've got an extremist on one side, and we got an Ohioan on the other side.
Ryan is facing off against Republican J.D. Vance, who was at an event in Batavia, Ohio.
Inflation is so bad that you look at the price of eggs. 18 months ago, a dozen eggs cost in this state about $1.50. Today, costs over $4. Okay. Everything has gotten more expensive. Everything has gotten crazy.
The latest polls have Vance leading Ryan in the single digits. Tonight's Powerball jackpot has grown to an estimated $1.6 billion, the largest in lottery history. The cash payout would be $782 million. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A former advisor to President Trump is appealing his contempt of Congress conviction. Fox's Sean Langill has more from Washington.
Steve Bannon is appealing his 4-month prison sentence after he was found guilty of contempt of Congress for not turning over documents and failing to appear before the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. The former aide to President Trump has argued those documents and his testimony were potentially protected by executive privilege. But prosecutors have accused him of effectively thumbing his nose at Congress. Meanwhile, a federal judge has said Bannon does not have to serve his sentence until the appeals process plays out. In Washington, Sean Langill, Fox News.
Climate change activists continue targeting famous paintings as a controversial form of protest.
Environmental activists were removed from an Italian museum Friday after splattering split pea soup on Vincent van Gogh's The Sower painting, which dates back to 1888. The artwork was covered in glass and not harmed. Last month, video went viral when protesters in London tossed tomato soup on another Van Gogh painting, and in Germany, a pair of climate activists threw mashed potatoes on a painting by Monet. Tom Graham, Fox News.
It's that time of year again to turn back the clocks. Fox's Tom Rigotti has more.
Don't forget to fall back. As of 2 a.m. Saturday night, we return to standard time from daylight saving time. So set your clocks back 1 hour and get an extra hour of sleep. That does mean darkness will arrive earlier in the evening, but it will be lighter earlier in the morning. Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona do not observe daylight saving time, so folks that live in those locations don't need to do a thing. When will we next spring ahead? Daylight saving time resumes on March 12th. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.